Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So, it's been a while, and I'm really sorry, but I was struggling, and I think I finally have come up with a plan to just give up on the book that I was struggling with. Tia Lugo Speaks No Evil was on my NetGalley, and I swear I tried. I tried a lot. I got more than 50% of trying, but what would happen is I would try and I'd get really bored and I'd be like, well, let me go read something. And then it ended up being like 3 or 4, you know, quick Kindle downloads, you know, the free books and stuff that I would find or whatever that were not going to get reviewed, completely off topic. And so I would read those. And then I'd come back to it and I'd be like, nope, it's still boring. And I'd go do something else. And so finally, I think I've given up on it. And so this review has nothing to do with Tia Lugo, except for I'm not recommending it. This is actually I Speak Boy by Jessica Brody. And it's like her newest or one of her newest. And she writes middle grade and teen, young adult, magic realism type books. So her books always have, or often have, some element of kind of, well, that doesn't really normally happen in real life type of things. And so in this case, I Speak Boy is middle school 7th grader. She's 12, and she is the product of divorced parents. Her mom and dad got divorced when she was 4, and dad just got up and ran away basically as soon as her twin brothers were born, and she's never seen him since, and she has no reason for why he did this, why he made that choice. And so she has spent a huge chunk of her life trying to get people together, you know, try to make couples, try to make things work, try to make love work, not of course realizing that that's what she's doing it for, that it's this history that's kind of comes out in the book. But this is basically a retelling of Emma, Jane Austen's Emma, but it starts from maybe a third of the halfway point of the story of Emma. So it starts off right away with her trying to fix up her best friend and it falling horribly wrong because it turns out that the guy actually liked Emma and not her. And so she's actually Emmy. Her name is Emery, but she goes by Emmy. And so the story starts out on basically this night where everything goes horribly wrong and she finds out that, you know, she was misreading all the signs, and she falls into this, she's at the school carnival. She falls into the Enchanted Lake, which is basically a kiddie pool filled with dirty, nasty water. And her phone falls in with her, and, she is, you know, oh my God, my phone. And while she's watching her best friend get all mad at her because she thought she was fixing him up. And so she gets home and sticks her phone in a bag of really old, like 5-year-old rice, and hopes and prays that it will come out all right in the end. And it actually works. Yay. When it finally comes back online. But, there's something different about it. So this is a girl who loves apps. She's a super social media person. She loves apps on her phone. She has dreams of developing apps. She is in a computer science course. You know, she wants to develop everything. She wants to do all these techie things. And so she has every app available, basically, something for everything, even for things that she never plans on using. So she's got an astronomy app, even though she's never actually used it before. And one of the apps that she had was iSpeak, which basically you could take a picture of something or you could record something and it would translate for you. But now, after this really bad night and this awkward wish as she was going to bed, and it's now iSpeak Boy. And it translates anything boy. So if they speak, it translates. It'll say what they actually said versus what they really meant or what they were thinking at the time. And so you can do it with text. You can do it with images, you can do all these things. And so she suddenly has this power to see what all of these weird alien-like boys are thinking. Why are they always doing? Why are they always talking about this? Why are they always talking about that? And what's going on? And I don't understand. And she starts to, the story goes on with her starting to make these love matches based on what she's finding out from her phone. But of course, she finds out so much more about the world, about her best friend, about the neighbor next door, which, you know, trope, of course, and I'm a total trope person when it comes to well-done tropes. And this is decently done. And so it's Emma / Emmy and this story of growing and learning and finding out who she really cares about and finding out what really matters to her. And, you know, it's that whole thing. It really does have kind of the Emma-esque ending to it. So it's like that, but it's the teen version. It's the preteen version. It's the 12-year-old version of it. And so this is a book named for basically upper elementary, early middle school, but it's still kind of a little fun. I will say I have met Jessica Brody. She came to speak at one of the schools I was working at. She was a very good speaker. The students were very involved and very much interested in what she had to say. And she signed their books and took pictures. And she was very pleasant about everything. She was a very nice person. And she had some really cool advice for kids when it came to writing and stuff like that. So sometimes, you know, things like sometimes your writing is absolute crap, but crap makes some of the best fertilizer. And so even if you're writing, even if you feel like you're writing crap, and even if you feel like what you're writing is worthless, keep writing, because you may end up coming up with something better. You may end up being able to build something off of it and really grow a story out of the crap that you did before. So it's advice like that. Cute little advice for middle schoolers who kind of, you know, some of them I think got a little bit inspired by that. And I think it worked out really well. So the book itself is, again, it's a middle school. It's upper elementary. It is not like high-minded, whatever. But for what it is, it's very entertaining. Emmy has some personality flaws that are fairly realistic and a few things that are like, wait, what? And there's some characters who kind of only float in for their official need in the plot and then kind of fade out again. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad book that way. It just means it has some moments that could be a little tweaked. But overall, if you have someone in this age range, upper elementary, middle school, I think this is an enjoyable book for them. And so I'm going to go with, so on my rating system, it's again, one being avoid, police tape, stay away. You're going to wish you'd, been paid millions of dollars and it still wouldn't be enough for this book because it was that bad. Five being, oh my gosh, you absolutely have to read this. And so for adults, I would say, two being, three being, four being, for adults, this is like a 3. This is an for preteens and teens, I think this is more of an like a 4. So it's been between 3 and 4. So if you're an adult and you're just looking for a YA book to read that's just super fast, cotton candy, no brain power used at all to read it, I speak boy, Jessica Brody. If you have middle schoolers, if you have preteens, and if they need something to read that's going to also kind of show them that, you know, boys and girls are not that different. What you're thinking and what you're feeling is, I think what's in here is fairly realistic in terms of what boys are thinking when they're saying things, why they make fun of people or why they're teasing other people or, you know, making fun of, like, for example, making fun of another girl's zit. And then at the same time thinking, oh my God, I have such a horrible zit. I hope nobody else can see it. Let me make fun of her so that they think about her and not look at my zit. You know, that kind of thing, which is a natural people thing to do. So it's kind of an interesting way of going, you need to go talk to the people. Don't assume that what they're saying, and especially when they're just saying things out loud, especially in groups and cliques and that kind of stuff, don't assume that everything that they say is exactly what they mean. Take a moment to go meet them and talk to them and figure out who they are. So, yay. Again, it's I Speak Boy, and it's by Jessica Brody, and it's super app, super tech, super, you know, that kind of stuff. So for our tech-raised generation, it will definitely be familiar in terms of using apps and never, you know, don't take my phone away and all those kinds of things. Again, some overdramatic stuff, but really pretty decent read for what it is. That being said, I Speak Boy, yay. Again, Tia Lugo or Tia Lujo speaks no evil. No. I can't. I can't recommend that one. That's more like a 1-2. And they're both aimed at around the same age levels, which is the thing. Is like, it's so weird how I can read two middle school books and one of them is just fun but has meaning to it and is kind of interesting and I got something out of it, and the other one is just a struggle to read all the way through. Although I will say I was enjoying when we talked about the Botanicas, I liked that information. It was new information and it got me interested in looking into things, and so that was that was cool. But the rest of it was just big old mishmash. And like I said, I got like a 54% through, and I think I finally just said check it. So sorry again for the delay. Sorry again that I haven't been around, but thank you for still listening. I appreciate it. And thank you for your time. So again, I know this is one of my short ones, but there's not much to say beyond, hey, that one was good and that one was bad, and there you go. But there we go. So again, I'm Library Talker on librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where my podcast is hosted. So if you have any comments or suggestions, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. I do have a couple of TBRs from NetGalley that I still haven't gone through. Plus, I have an author who offered me a free copy of his book to read over. So I do have things coming. I just have to get off my butt and do them. So hope you guys are all having a great day, and really, thank you so very much for listening. Bye.